Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says creation of 8 crore new jobs in last 3 to 4 years has silenced those spreading fake narratives about unemployment. NITI Aayog launches NITI Gear Shift Challenge as part of eFast India initiative. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla emphasizes that Indians residing abroad are integral partners in India's development and modernization. And Department of Consumer Affairs proposes amendment in Legal Metrology Packaged Commodities Rules 2011. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said creation of 8 crore new jobs in last 3 to 4 years has silenced those spreading fake narratives about unemployment. Quoting a recent RBI report on employment figures, Modi said skill development and employment are needed in the country and his government is working in this direction. The Prime Minister said this while speaking at an event in Mumbai's Goregaon suburb, where he inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of projects worth 29,000 crore rupees in road, railway and port sectors. Modi asserted that his aim is to make Maharashtra the world's big financial powerhouse and to make Mumbai a global fintech capital. Prime Minister Modi said the centre has also approved 76,000 crore rupees Vadhavan port in the Hanu in Palghar, which will generate 10 lakh jobs. NITI Aayog has announced the launch of the NITI Gear Shift Challenge as part of the eFast India initiative. This pioneering hackathon aims to foster innovative business models for the adoption of zero-emission trucks in India, addressing the nation's pressing economic and environmental challenges. NITI Aayog has also invited students, transport service practitioners, academics and researchers to develop innovative business models that address financial, technical and operational challenges in the adoption of electric trucks. The program has garnered participation from eFast India knowledge partners, financial institutions and industry forums. The NITI Gear Shift Challenge is being organized in collaboration with IIM Bangalore, Smart Freight Center India, WRI India and other institutions. NITI Aayog said that the hackathon will unfold in 2 rounds. It said that the Gear Shift Challenge marks a pivotal move towards sustainable freight transportation in India. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla emphasized that Indians residing abroad are integral partners in India's development and modernization during his address to the Indian diaspora in Moscow, Russia. He commended that Indian diaspora for their significant contributions to nation building in India, highlighting their role as ambassadors who shape India's image in Russia through actions, contributions and achievements. Birla encouraged the Indian diaspora to actively promote the motherland in Russia and further strengthen bilateral relations between the two countries. Regarding India-Russia relationship, Birla underscored its foundation of mutual trust and respect, noting that both countries have consistently supported each other in times of challenge. Birla was leading an Indian parliamentary delegation to the 10th BRICS Parliamentary Forum in Russia, which concluded on 12th of this month. Department of Consumer Affairs has proposed an amendment in Legal Metrology Packaged Commodities Rules 2011 to establish uniformity for packaged commodities. The amendment proposed to mandatory declare all information on pre-packaged commodities meant for retail sale on both offline and online platforms. Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said the amendment will help in establishing uniform standards and requirements for packaged commodities, promoting consistency and fairness across different brands and products. The ministry said it will also help consumers in making informed choices based on complete information. However, new rules will not be applicable to packaged commodities meant for industrial consumers or institutional consumers.
आएगा देश में न्याय का नया दौर दंड नहीं अब न्याय पर होगा सबका जोर विकसित भारत का ये है नया अध्याय सबसे समान व्यवहार मिलेगा सबको न्याय सरल है सुलभ है पारदर्शी तकनीकी युक्त है और है स्वदेशी इसमें है महिलाओं बुजुर्गों का सम्मान शामिल है इसमें जन जन की आन साथ इसके चलने का देश पर चढ़ा जुनून ये है आजाद भारत के अपने कानून
This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah launched the Ek Pad Maa Ke Naam campaign in Indore. Indore is creating a world record by planting 11 lakh trees in a day. On this occasion, Shah said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave a slogan and the public made it an appeal. He said that Indore is becoming a green city along with a clean city. The Prime Minister has called for looking back and giving a good environment to the coming generation. Therefore, we have decided to add 20% ethanol to petrol across the country by 2025. Our government has also started a climate change fund. He informed that for the first time in the country, the Environment Department was started by Modi ji in Gujarat. Union Minister of State for Civil Aviation, Muralidhar Mohol, today said, during the last 10 years, aviation sector in India has made great progress and air transport service has reached the third place globally. He was speaking during a program when the newly constructed terminal at Pune's Logaon Airport was opened for passenger services today. Mohol further said, during the last 10 years, 469 new air routes have been opened in the country and new terminals have been built at airports like Delhi, Bangalore and Ayodhya. 20 to 25 new airports will be constructed across the country soon, he said. The new terminal of Pune Airport will facilitate transport of about 1 crore passengers every year. The terminal was formally inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on March 10th. After completing all the unfinished works, today the terminal is operational for passenger service. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed deep concern about the attack on former US President Donald Trump. In a social media post, Modi strongly condemned the incident. He said, "Violence has no place in politics and democracies." The Prime Minister wished Trump a speedy recovery. Modi further said, "The thoughts and prayers of the people of India are with the family of the deceased, those injured, and the American people." Other world leaders have condemned the attack on former US President Donald Trump. Many leaders took to X, the social media, for immediate dissemination to express their disgust with the attack and condemn political violence, while some saw it as an attack on democracy. Former US President Donald Trump has been injured in a shooting at his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. India will organize World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit from 20th to 24th November in Goa. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw announced that India will host the summit, which will be a landmark event for the media and entertainment industry world over. At the curtain raiser event in New Delhi yesterday, along with Chief Minister of Goa Pramod Sawant, Vaishnaw said, "The media and entertainment world is undergoing a structural change and has seen immense technology infusion." He said, "The role of public policy is to enable the harnessing of the best of this structural change." He added that the government is committed to supporting the entire ecosystem of media and entertainment in coping with this change. Union Minister Giriraj Singh and Member of Parliament from Delhi Manoj Tiwari today flagged off the Bharat in Paris Olympic Marathon at the JLN Stadium in the national capital. Speaking on the occasion, Singh urged parents to encourage their children to participate in sports along with academics. The minister also highlighted government's significant investment in sports promotion. The marathon was organized ahead of Paris Olympics 2024, which will begin on 26th of this month. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says creation of 8 crore new jobs in last 3 to 4 years has silenced those speaking fake narratives about unemployment. Niti Aayog launches Niti Keshif Challenge as part of E-Fast India initiative. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla emphasizes that Indians residing abroad are integral partners in India's development and modernization. And Department of Consumer Affairs proposes amendment in legal metrology package commodities rules 2011. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.